Thank you, Jim. Good evening, everyone. I'm Steve Lee. I'm an alcoholic. And I'm thrilled to be here with you guys this weekend. It's been really a treat so far, and the speakers have been wonderful. We've had 7 speakers so far. If you came here to hear something this weekend and haven't heard it, I wouldn't get your hopes up now. We're all plowing the same ground. And one of the things that struck me and strikes me, and this weekend in particular, when there have been so many of us that have shared from the podium and so many of you that have shared in other meetings, but everyone that's gotten behind the podium this weekend looks and sounds and has a life experience that's quite different. When Eric was talking the other day, my life and Eric's life could not look any different. My family experience and his family experience couldn't be any different. But our alcoholism at its core is exactly the same. That's what's not unique. You know, we say that we're not unique. And what we mean by that is, and it's the really good news, is that alcoholism isn't unique. But we are a room full of unique personalities. Our book even says so, you know. It says that the classification of alcoholics is in many ways outside the scope of our book. And then, like many of us, even after just saying they're not qualified to do it, they qualify for you. Because in AA, you do not have to be an expert on the topic to expound at great length on the topic. And Bill writes in there that there's the psychopath. I've spotted 3 here this week. And I'm not going to point you out, but... And it says there's the manic depressive, about whom a whole chapter could be written. And it says there's the type that, after not drinking for a while, thinks perhaps he or she could drink with impunity. And there's the man who's like other men in every respect except the effect that alcohol has upon him. And it says that all these and many others, so there must even be a whole variety of other personality types in this room. All these and many others have one thing in common that sets them apart as a distinct entity, that thing that is distinctive about the alcoholic. It says it's the allergy to alcohol, the phenomenon of craving, that physical and mental relationship with alcohol. So that's how we gather here tonight. We get to AA at the level of the problem, and I tend to stay here 28 years later at the level of the solution. We've got a common problem, but that in itself wouldn't be sufficient, but this common solution is what has me here tonight. So I'm appreciative to be invited and to spend the weekend with you. I want to thank James, as everyone else has, who first contacted me and kept in touch with me over the year. And that's important because I forget who I talk to. I had on my calendar, I had Cleveland and a question mark for a year and a half. And finally, a guy called about a week before, because I had not asked enough questions or taken enough notes. I want to thank Patricia for being my speaker buddy. And while she did a wonderful job picking me up at the airport, her most important job lie ahead, and that is picking me up at 3:30 in the morning to take me back to the airport. And that's a tougher deal. But anyway, thank you guys for having me. I've been here before. Apparently 10 years is the expiration date on my talk, and I was here in 2008. And I've got a picture on my phone. I was showing some people in the parking lot of the hotel of myself and Danny B. from Spring, Texas, and Howard P. from Arizona, and we were all here together. And so I had a big moment in my sobriety here at the Roundup in 2008. Before coming to the Roundup, I'd been talking to my friend Danny I was struggling with meditation. And I had been using that term for a couple of years, saying I was struggling with meditation. And Danny suggested that I talk to Howard, who was going to be here. And I knew Howard, but not real well at the time. We'd become close friends. So I got here, and because Howard is a devoted practitioner of meditation, for those of you who know him and have heard him. And so I found Howard as soon as I got here, and I said, "Howard, Danny told me to look you up." I said, "I'm struggling with meditation," and he said, "You could help me." Well, for Howard, that was just, he couldn't be more excited. And he started rubbing his hands together, and he said, "Oh, let's go to my room." So we went to his room, and he says, "What are you doing now, Steve?"